Welcome to another beautiful episode of An Adoption Story. From me connecting with my own birth family to helping grow an incredible community worldwide for adoptees, I am now helping other adoptees share their journeys. I also want to send a special thanks to the team at MyHeritage for their incredible support, helping me meet more adoptees around the world to hear their stories, building family trees, and helping me connect more with my own birth family links. With their support, I'd like to welcome you all to another An Adoption Story. I am here in the USA, in the beautiful eastern part of Texas, where I'm meeting 24-year-old Katya Reach. She was adopted from an orphanage in Ukraine at the age of 4 by her American parents. She was raised in Kansas to then moving briefly to Oklahoma, to now living in the city of Tyler, Texas. Katya has not only been connecting with her own links to her birth family, but also with her connections within the adoption community. This is her story. What do you remember from the orphanage, Katya?
I really don't have many memories. I have a lot of pre-verbal memories, and a lot of my memories tend to come in the form of familiarities. For example, I remember the sounds of the Russian language. I can spot it from a mile away. I can recognize it, and I just believe that's a familiarity. I also feel like I remember the feeling of being one of many.
Katya was placed into an orphanage in Donetsk, Ukraine after 9 months of hospital care after her birth. Katya was unable to identify any clear memories prior to her adoption, but over the years, she's learnt that her memories are mainly pre-verbal.
A fascinating area of study is even if our minds don't remember, our bodies do. We hold memories in our body in the realm of psychology. There's a neat way of processing called top-down processing and bottom-up processing. It's fascinating to me because, you know, so many even adoptees with a background of trauma, blocked memory can occur. And so for me, it's fascinating because it kind of legitimizes my experiences a little bit. I don't have full memories to pull from, but our bodies communicate before a thought even hits our minds. And the first 4 years of our life is so primary to development. You've got language development, you have physical, cognitive, linguistic development, social development, and one of the things like I've come to learn too, it helps me understand myself, is that, you know, there's different kinds of trauma. And prior to my adoption, I experienced a lot of prenatal trauma. I experienced developmental trauma and complex trauma.
Like for any child, the first 4 years plays an important part of your development. Katya had faced obstacles and challenges prior to her parents adopting her into the family. We can carry strong memories when we are young, but a lot of them can be the fear of the unknown.
I think my first clear, vivid visual memories are with my adoptive family. I do remember a lot of fear and unfamiliarity.
When you got here?
When I got here, yes. And my family came from Kansas to adopt me.
So your childhood was in Kansas?
Yes. I grew up in Kansas. I've only lived here in Texas, East Texas, for about a year and a half.
Katya was raised in the Midwestern state of Kansas, a state that's not too far from where she lives now in Tyler, Texas. At the age of 4 years old, it was an early age for her to completely understand the beginnings of her life in Ukraine, though she started to learn more from her parents as she grew older.
I did not fully understand what was going on at 4 years old, but I did know I was being adopted, and I don't remember understanding it, but I did. I'm really grateful that my parents were transparent with me about my adoption, and they made it special because I believe it impacted how I viewed adoption and my adoption, because I know there's many adoptees who aren't told until later on in life. And of course, you don't understand everything about it early on. There's so much more to come to learn and understand. I ask questions without a filter, as a child. I just had the natural curiosity, the innocence a little bit of just what happened, you know, or I always wanted to go to Ukraine. I was so proud to be Ukrainian. I was born in Ukraine. I knew that I was born prematurely. I was 2 months premature, and I had a lot of medical concerns. And so I was in the hospital for 9 months before being placed into an orphanage. I did know that. I was in one orphanage. I didn't have any siblings, and I had a lot of developmental delays. I was severely malnourished. I only weighed 19 pounds at 4 years old. My motor skills were very delayed, and so even coming into the States, I had to have speech therapy and physical therapy, occupational therapy. I even had a psychoeducational evaluation. I was diagnosed with some cognitive processing delays. So there's a lot of that I've had to work through and overcome, and that a lot of that I've unfolded growing up.
I think also having that care in the States is so important for you, because
absolutely,
that would have helped you push through overcoming a lot of that, but also understanding that your parents wanted to give you that help, they wanted to adopt you as their child, but also be open and honest about where you come from.
I think something that really impacted how my parents raised me, and they would even tell me this, is that they did not view me as something they own. They would say they surrendered their will for my life before I even understood, anything. And I think that really impacted. I was God's child before I became their child, is how they put it.
The relationship that Katya has with her parents has always been strong. While she's now living in Tyler, Texas for her graduate studies, she often calls through to her parents in Kansas. And for this call, I got the chance to join them.
You guys didn't, I can't, you can say it so much better because you understand it better, but the process, because you guys went through it, not an agency, but yeah.
Correct, yeah.
We hooked up with a lady who had done this, and several families that had worked together to kind of map out the process, and they provided us with guidance, but we did all the paperwork ourselves. We had to find a translator to translate, and we interacted with like the Ukrainian consulate and all those things, so there's no third party doing it for us.
How long did it take altogether for the process?
We started in, I believe, November, and we traveled the end of May. Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, all of that time is getting approval, not only here domestically, right, because we have to be approved to adopt domestically, and then Ukraine then approving of us to travel there. So when you go over there, even at the end of May, when we traveled over there, we officially aren't approved yet to even adopt.
Yeah.
So we went into the country and we had to meet with the adoption agency there before we actually got approval to meet any kids or to really officially start that process over in country.
People always said I look like my parents, and so there weren't questions. However, I was really proud to be adopted, and I was always open about it. I would say, I was adopted. And actually, I was adopted as an only child, so I didn't have siblings growing up.
So you didn't have any other brother or sister?
No, but I would always clarify that I was adopted as an only child, because I really had the hope and knew of the possibility of having siblings halfway across the world. And so I was proud of that. And so I just had that hope. So I shared it that way. So a lot of people knew I was adopted. I was very open about it.
For Katya, her parents have always been open about where she came from. They only knew little pieces about her life prior to her adoption, but were always transparent when it came to questions from Katya at a young age.
So my parents would show me a map of where Ukraine is, on the globe. It would help me understand how far they traveled and where I came from that way. They didn't have much knowledge about my culture or language, so I lost a lot of that. But they were very transparent with me about the little that they knew, especially about my birth family. There was really little to none information I knew about my birth mother's name, and that was it.
Only her name.
Her name, and then being born prematurely and into an orphanage after being in a hospital for 9 months.
So the medical information was there for your parents?
A little bit of medical.
But that would have helped them find the right care for you as a child, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
Growing up, they learned along with me. We learned kind of together. Truly growing up, I struggled some, you know, as an adoptee, I struggled with emotion regulation. It's kind of a fancy term for a struggle to control your emotions. Of course, with the lack of language development, I didn't have the language to process my feelings and to verbally share and talk, and I didn't know how to communicate what I felt inside.
So you held a lot in.
Yes, I held a lot in, and you know, the central nervous system in our bodies too develops very early on in life, and so my nervous system was really dysregulated, and that stuff I didn't understand at the time. I've learned as I've studied and all, and so it kind of creates a pattern. It affected my attachment, and so it really impacted me growing up. Sometimes I just didn't know how to control my emotions as a child.
Emotion regulation normally refers to the process on how a person responds with their own emotional state. This can be a delayed emotion or overall difficulty with themselves managing their own feelings. As Katya has grown older, she learnt more about how to overcome more of the emotions. There was a point in her life, however, that was significant when it came to the feeling of a loss.
There was a period in my life that was very significant to me coming to a growth period, I'd say, and it was really when my parents got involved with a foster care community. They did later on, but they provided respite care for foster families to give them a break, or when foster children didn't have placement. We would take them in our home for a few days, but we did that for, it was a good couple of years we did that, but there was one placement that we had. A foster child. It was a beautiful little girl, and that was significant for me. It really impacted me. I was really impacted by the selflessness of my family and the selflessness of the community to come together and support this child. And in this child, I saw a reflection of me when I was at my most vulnerable times, and that impacted me so much. And we had her for 7 months in our home. And so after, she did end up going back with her family, and we want families to be together. But for me, I didn't understand what that really meant. For me, it was a loss. Growing up, goodbyes were so difficult for me.
The attachment there.
Oh, yeah. And goodbye didn't have to be permanent for it to be significant, because I truly believe from early on in life, those first 4 years, I was conditioned to believe that all goodbyes were permanent.
You must have built a real strong attachment with that girl.
Absolutely. And so with this little girl, she kind of left suddenly. It was unexpected. I had no closure. And that's really important, closure. I didn't know how to grieve that loss. And that was a familiar feeling to me, that loss. And so I struggled. So my parents did put me in therapy. They asked.
Yeah.
And I was willing. I wanted to do it. And it was so impactful for me. And that actually is how it really helped me in such a way that I want to provide therapy to others.
Our teenage years is that period of time when we begin to learn a lot more about ourselves. Katya has always wanted to be there to help others that needed that extra support. After she left school in Kansas, she then moved to a different state, which wasn't far from her parents.
I studied psychology, and I studied at a university in Oklahoma. So I studied for 4 years in Oklahoma. Going through college, it was a big experience of just learning and studying in the field, of course. So actually, it was during my college years that I came across your story on your YouTube channel. And the first video I saw was of you reuniting with your birth family. And I was so touched by it and so inspired. And then I saw all these other videos that you've done, and I saw that, oh my goodness, this is a project, this is an organization. I'm adopted.
The community that
we have. Yes, and I was so inspired. And at that time, I was 21 years old. My parents growing up had told me when I turn 18, I can go and search for my birth family. And I couldn't wait till then. But life happened, and so I turned 21, come across your page, and then I'm like, it's time. I was so inspired by your story. It gave me courage to move forward and search for my birth family.
Katya has always known very little about her birth mother, but no clear information on her birth father. But she was determined to begin a search. And she knew that having the support of her parents played a huge part in where to begin.
If, you know, if there's some struggles at first, just emotions that you work through as adopted parents.
And, yeah.
insecurities probably is probably the really the bulk of it, right? Is just that insecurity of not knowing how that's going to affect your relationship.
Did you speak to your parents first prior to you wanting to track down your birth family? What did they say?
Absolutely. I did ask them, and they weren't surprised because they kind of, going into the adoption, they did have an understanding that, you know, I would grow up with questions. I'd be curious, and I asked them questions growing up. So they weren't surprised. But yeah, I did ask them, and I wanted to be considerate because honestly, if I didn't have their support, I just don't know. It was just as much of a journey for them as it was for me, and I wanted to be mindful of that and respect them. And so they supported me, thankfully, and they actually helped me in the search process a little bit. And I wouldn't have done it without their support. I don't think I would have had the heart to do that.
For any adoptive parent, it's always about making sure their child don't get hurt from information they might find out. Katya started to take small steps after speaking with her parents about wanting to do a search. She then started to unravel information on her birth family, but of course, like every adoptee, she still had questions.
So with the information I had, I reached out to someone and they helped me. I had a name and the place I was born. I was encouraged to gather questions, a list of questions. I had actually about 60 questions in a Word document of, if you meet this family member, ask them these. If you meet this family member, because it was different for every family member. And I had no idea this was a one-time thing. Once I had help, it took 3 weeks, and I was unexpected for myself and my family. I went into it prepared, like, it may not happen. I may not have answers. They may not want to, you know, connect with me. I had to prepare as best as I could for whatever could happen. But I thought at least it would take a year, maybe.
So after that 3 weeks, what did you find out? Who did you find?
So in 3 weeks, we did find connections with my birth family. There was a connection with my birth mother's side of the family. We connected with my birth mother and my grandmother, and found out I have an older half-brother, and they actually did an interview with my birth mother and grandmother, and they did a call with my brother. We did also find some of my birth father's family, and we tracked down my birth father. He was reached out to.
Though the connection for Katya with her birth father has been minimal, she began to make connections with her birth mother. Being prepared for anything that can come your way is important. It came with a lot of emotions for Katya as she started to understand more about her birth mother's life.
I had a document typed up of answers to my questions, and as I read that, my parents were with me. I'm grateful they were with me because it was such an emotional time, and I'll try not to cry. I just remember reading it. It's such a long story. My birth mother lived a difficult life, had a lot of trauma. Yeah. And reading that, I remember just wondering, is she even alive? Is she still alive to this day? And it wasn't till the very end I found out she was still alive and wanted communication with me. The first thing they wanted to do was ask for forgiveness. And she carried a lot in her life, a lot of guilt.
Yeah.
And so it was meaningful to me. I placed myself in her shoes.
So the questions you got answered from your birth mother, did it help with a sense of closing a chapter, opening a new one?
So all the questions I went into, even with answer questions, it left me with more unanswered questions, honestly. But I didn't want to press for that. My birth mother was really an open book. I think she felt like she owed me answers, even though I didn't go into it with that attitude. But she wanted to try and answer and explain everything. And it was the first year was crazy. Really good, lots of emotions and a lot of ups and downs.
A connection with any birth parent for the first time can be delicate. Using contact online, Katya took small steps with learning more about her birth mother's life. It was not only life-changing for Katya, but also for her parents.
Very happy that she's connected, and look, hopefully someday would love to meet them in person. I know it's challenging now with the world as it is, but yeah. Helping her understand where our emotions are coming from and just to have those conversations. And she was always very open to hearing those things and wanting to understand what we were experiencing. So, and you also are afraid for how it might be received. You know, you worry about your child. Are they going to be hurt again?
For adoptive parents, hearing the news about a birth family connection can be exciting, but also overwhelming. The support Katya had from her parents meant a lot to her. Emotions can run high for any family. For Katya, with the early contact with her birth mother, she started to learn more about the circumstances surrounding her birth.
It's a miracle, again, that she's alive. It's a miracle I'm alive, because I learned a lot more about the situation surrounding my birth, you know, in pregnancy. It was inevitable. It was unexpected and unwanted. And she made efforts to, you know, not have me. I learned a lot more about the conditions surrounding my birth, drug exposure, and just a lot of that, which helped me understand, why do I have these cognitive processing delays? Why, you know, these struggles? It just kind of helped me put the pieces together a little bit. So there's the questions to be answered, and then it's like, okay, you've shared with me this. She had a lot, just as many questions for me. What was your life like growing up? She wanted to meet my parents.
Yeah.
She was so grateful to them.
Katya continues to keep in touch with her birth mother online. And as much as she hopes to meet in person one day, she knows at this moment in time, it's difficult. Talking online, however, has helped them both grow their relationship. And while I'm here in Texas, I got the chance to join both Katya and her birth mother in a call to say hello.
Привет!
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 Привет, Наталья!
Я очень рад, но очень приятно.
Спасибо большое. Мне тоже очень приятно вас видеть, Алекс.
Спасибо.
Привет, Наталья. Как твои дела?
Привет, Катя. Мои дела хорошо.
Хорошо.
Тебя знаешь, но английский?
Да.
Yes, it is.
Ты сказала английский.
Yes, my name is Наталья.
Да. Молодец.
Молодец.
I live in Donetsk.
Молодец.
Молодец. Да.
I love you.
Я тебя люблю, Наталья.
I love you.
I do feel we've grown a lot closer over the years. Of course, there's periods where we feel more or less close because just life happens, but we communicate mainly in writing. We've come to learn how we can understand each other best through the barriers of translation. And of course, you gotta consider time zones and all, but it's just amazing how we really seem to understand each other. We have a lot of deep conversations in writing, but we have a lot of fun together when we communicate on Skype. I use Google Translate. And so we do a lot of just random things. So
that's really cool that you keep yourself updated when you can.
When I can, especially more lately. It's been a little bit more difficult, and due to their situation over there within the past year, it's also been a bit more difficult to keep that communication.
With Katya's birth mother living in the Donbas area of Ukraine, the communication over the past year has been hard, though they do everything they can to always keep in touch. The connection with her birth mother has helped her raise awareness in the adoption community, including with her involvement with our I'm Adopted organization. Awareness in the community helps Katya with advice for other adoptees who may be going on a journey themselves.
I've really been involved with the adoptee community since 2019, 2020, in that time frame, and so it's still fairly new to me. I'm not used to it. I actually didn't realize the impact it would have, and since I've been involved, I have really, it's helped inform me, not only of my own experience, but also of the experiences of others, because we're all so different in how we perceive and understand, and all of our experiences are different.
You like to write a lot when it comes to connecting with your journey and for other adoptees to read and learn from that as well. Mm-hmm. From your experience, for them to learn from that, because there's going to be a lot of obstacles along the way for all of us. Good times and bad times. It's this reality. It's not all a massive path of just greatness, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
So with you connecting with the diaries and you being there to talk with other adoptees like that, do you feel like it really does help them in a way, impacts them if they want to start a reunion, or maybe they just want to learn more about what's the process to not find birth family, but also just to connect with within the community?
Absolutely, because, you know, not only do I write, you know, I help monitor the group, our private Facebook group, and I, on social media, I do interact with other groups, and I even try to take every opportunity when I'm ready. I've spoken in some groups, church groups, or even organizations. I've shared some of my story, and I've come to find that not only does it help adoptees, it helps adoptive families, too. Yeah. It helps birth mothers. You know, I had an internship experience at a rehabilitation center at one point, and I got to encourage a birth mother who was in a very similar situation to my birth mother and encourage her. You can, you know, this is how our journey was. It may not, you know, it's not the same for everybody, but it meant so much to her to see a biological daughter have developed such a close relationship with her birth mother despite all of the challenges.
And your birth mother, of course, has gone through a lot of challenges. Mm-hmm. She probably feels bad at times about wanting to talk to you about that, but you've just kept on saying, I just want to connect and know who you are. And you could see how much that means to her, that that you didn't walk away from that. You have said, let's focus on the now. You know, the past is the past. Mm-hmm. A lot of birth parents struggle with holding that guilt and the regret of giving up a child. So for yourself now, what has it been like connecting more and learning more about her life despite the circumstance that she's had in the past?
So definitely we check in with each other. How are you doing? And of course, you know, sometimes you have to work a little harder to get beyond, I'm good, you know. It does take time. So I usually stay up late at night because when it's midnight my time, it's morning their time. So I'll make time for a conversation and again in writing. And, you know, we say how we're doing, but then, you know, sometimes I'm like, you know, how are you really doing? Or sometimes I've found that opening up about my life, what's actually going on, it's encouraged her because it makes her feel closer to me.
Katja continues to grow awareness within the adoption community. And with her life in Tyler, Texas, Katja sends updates as often as she can on her life.
So I do talk a lot with my birth mother about a lot of things, and we share pictures and videos. I send her a lot of pictures about Masha. It's my dog that I live with here, and she's my companion, and she loves to see Masha, you know.
It's everyday life.
Yeah, and pictures of my friends, and she'll send me pictures of her and her friends. You know, she actually recently reconnected with her faith community that she lost connection with over the years. Since 2014, she had lost connection. And so that has played a huge impact in her life now, having that community. There are a few people in her life that she truly shares things with. And she shared a lot with me that we've connected on, and I believe it's really helped her to feel understood, to feel heard and valued and not judged. You know, and there's a lot of questions she has, you know, and so we talk about that very honestly, and
probably means the world to her.
Yes.
I know that for a lot of adoptees, it is very hard when it comes to searching for birth family or deciding not to, if they would like to. What advice do you have for those who would like to search for birth family?
I would say to go in it open-minded. You can only prepare so much, but, you know, go into it open-minded and consider the perspectives of all involved. It's important to be aware of yourself, like, do I just want answers or do I want to try and build that relationship if that's possible? You know, I always say one step into a situation always leaves a footprint, regardless of if you choose to continue. Even to this day, being in reunion too, and in my graduate studies, learning more about myself and studying mental health, and, you know, I have professors who really invest in us and value us. And I had a professor say something very wise to me, and he said, be willing to abandon all that you think you know about yourself. And at first I was like, what? And then I realized what he's saying is, like, it's about going into it with an open mind, because as adoptees, there can be things that maybe we even are in denial of about ourselves, and things that we suppress. And so it's a season of learning and more about ourselves. And it's about being honest with ourselves so that we can truly heal. Yeah. And it's a whole lifelong journey.
For any adoptee wanting to connect with birth family, it's always important to be prepared and only when you feel the time is right. Wanting to connect with birth family always comes down to personal choice, but having the support in the community for everyone is needed.
So for me, you know, I'm taking it day by day. Right now, I'm in a season of just learning and growing and taking everything in right now that I can, and I'd love to use all of these experiences and learnings to inform others and to help the community. But for me, in terms of my journey with my birth family, is just to continue that communication and continue that connection, and I'd love to meet them one day. That's our hope.
Yeah, I really do hope that you can go and visit and meet your birth mother for the first time, because all that beautiful contact that you've had with her, the ups and downs, I call it, it's a path that you have taken for yourself. And with her, I'm sure she appreciates every single minute of that. So I hope that you can go back and see her.
You know, honestly, the day that I meet her, of course there'll be a lot of nerves. And I probably will be lost for words, but I know we'll be crying. I'll be crying. She will be too. And I just can imagine us giving each other a really big hug.
Yeah.
And it's this hug that really encompasses all these years up to the point.
To meeting her that day.
Yeah.
The day that Katya will meet her birth mother for the first time will be an emotional experience. But she knows that she will always have the support of her parents, friends, and those in the community. Like with every journey, they always continue.
Thank you so much, Katya, for your time. And it's great to be here and learning about your life and your story and with what's next, with your birth mother, that connection and the support you have from your family. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much.